It's the Bears Throwback Station, Q102, with your Big Daddy Victor Zaragoza. Uh-oh, hold on a minute. The throwback hotline is ringing. Q102, hello?
Hey, Victor, what's up, man?
Big Daddy.
See, I wish I could answer the phone like that every single day. That'll just make my whole day every single time, man.
Yes, sir.
I have my man Lester Troutman and also Terry, a.k.a. Zap Troutman. What you guys up to, man?
We're preparing to come to San Jose. That's what we're doing now, man. You know, they're going through the gear and preparing to load the trucks because we start touring this weekend. It's our first show. We were off for 3 weeks.
3 weeks, is that like an eternity for you guys, man?
You know it is.
Man, you know it is. Like the wife is like, you know, when you going back to work? You know, the kids like, what's going on? What are you doing on?
So,
I hear you, man.
We start touring here in San Jose. It's our first day back.
That's right.
Man, you know, we hyped, we pumped up, and we cannot wait to get back there to San Jose, man.
Hey, man, well, you know, the Bay Area got nothing but love for you, man. That show is called, I got to make sure I say the show correctly, because otherwise if I say the wrong word, I'm going to get in trouble. It's called Funkin' San Jose. All right, so I got to make sure I get that word right.
Yeah, right. We don't want to say a cuss word, right?
No, I got to make sure I got it right. Fun, F-U-N.
Yeah.
And then King.
There you go.
Like James Brown, right?
Yeah.
Or like Jesus.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that.
Yeah.
Sprinkle fun, me with that.
There we go. Fun and Jesus, all in one.
Amen.
So Fun King. In San Jose.
So that means it's going to be a blessed show.
Oh, man. Yes. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you now, it's already a blessing because whenever you get guys coming together like us, our buddies and Lakeside and, man, and so many others, and even Big Daddy Victor.
That's right.
And, man, when we got people like that coming together, it's nothing but a blessing. It's nothing but God's honor. It's just, we just there to honor him.
Amen to that, man. I still walk in his feet, man, so we all good. But when you want to walk this Saturday at the SAP Center in San Jose, July 20th, tickets still available at Ticketmaster.com or hit up our website at Q102SF.com. You heard him mention they're going to be there. The SOS Band, Rolls Royce, Lakeside, the Daz Band, Slave, Mary Jane Girls, and many, many more. But you know what, man? And to have you guys back... To have you guys back in the Bay Area, man, it's always a blessing, man. I can't even tell you how many times I've introduced you on stage, but let me just throw another story at you real quick. Why you guys have become more of family to me than a radio DJ and just another band, because when I was doing mornings in L.A., that station no longer exists, at Hot 92.3, and you guys played at my birthday bash at the Hop, that was the best thing ever for me, brother.
Wait a minute.
You went back, Big Daddy.
Hey, you know what?
Oh, wow.
Okay, we did. Let me see. Now, San Jose, y'all don't supposed to know anything about this. But the Hop was like a club down there. And I think it was not Inglewood, but what city was that in?
It was in Lakewood.
Lakewood.
Yeah,
New York.
Yeah.
See, San Jose, it was in Lakewood, okay? And it was called the Hop. And they called us to come in. It was like a regular club. But when they told us, they called us to look, this is like a Sunday night. Can you come and just Victor's birthday? It's his birthday bash. He's like what? The birthday bash. So we went in there. When we got finished with that joint, it was like a big concert hall. We took the stage and made it a dressing room, and we took the floor and made the floor the stage.
Right.
And it was off the chain. Am I right, Victor?
Oh, man, you just gave me chills talking about it, brother.
Oh, my God, I remember. Let me see. Victor, how many bottles of champagne did you drink that night?
None. None. I didn't drink any. I ate all the cake, though, but I didn't drink no champagne.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, man. No, we had a lot of fun, man.
And you know why I can say that? Because last weekend, I just celebrated 20 years sober, my brother. So I am blessed and walking good.
Wonderful. God bless you, man. And, you know, I was just out of fun, of course.
Of course.
But I do remember, man, because we had so much fun. Oh,
yeah.
God, that place.
Yes, I remember.
I never forget that, man.
That's right. It was some comedian came on before us, Les.
I can't remember. Who was it? What's his name?
He was funny, though.
Just give me a minute. When you keep talking, I'll come back, you know. They don't challenge my memory, Victor. I'm going to tell you, Big Daddy.
Yeah.
They don't challenge my memory, okay? They say I got a memory like a horse. I'm only 93 years old.
Hey, were you a youngster, fam? You a youngster, man.
Hey, man. Hey, you know, it really is a blessing coming back into San Jose, man. Mm-hmm. We used to play there at a place on down there. It was, I think it was on First Street. It was called
Oasis, wasn't it, Lester?
Was it the Oasis? There you go.
Yeah, that's right, the Oasis, man. But let me ask you this, man, for the people who are being introduced, and I say this respectfully because me being in radio for almost 32 years, I'm getting grandchildren coming up to me saying, my grandma used to jam back to you back in the day. How does it feel to you, you know, when, from day one back then when you guys were putting music together and say more Bounce to the Ounce, of course, when, you know, that was released in 1980, and you got all these kids nowadays, you know, breakdancing to it, pop-locking, and my grandma back then was like, "Woo, that was my jam." I mean, that has to be a blessing. And do you feel that you would be standing here to this day all because of all that back then?
No. and Victor, just to put it in perspective and to make it relative to all of the listeners, you said it earlier, or we both did it earlier, Jesus.
Right.
Jesus,
amen.
It was already written. He already had all of this ordained. He already had it set up and already written out for us to follow in his steps. So, man, and to answer how does it make me feel, I can't speak for my brother Zap. This is speaking for me. In my 60s, I never, ever, ever could imagine being around and talking to some people, to children, even people my grandchildren's age, and they would ask me or tell me that, hey, like you said, my grandma used to listen to you. Wow, Mr. Travis, my grandma used to dance to dance to More Bounce, and man, and this and this, man, it's chilling. That is the only word I can come up with. It is a chill. It is amazing.
Right.
And I tell you, it's like that all over the world. I mean, even we go to Japan, we go to Europe. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Imagine that, boy. Imagine that. We made those songs. We went to the studio with George and Bootsy in this. Oh, my God. Am I saying this? I really wasn't there, but it was in the 70s. But I wasn't there.
Yeah, okay.
Man, we went to the studio in the 70s and just recorded and stuff. So it is just golly. And when you listen to it, it's just as fresh and new sounding as the stuff today. It's amazing, man. Nothing but a blessing. Nothing but a blessing.
And, you know, because of all that, I mean, I don't mean to make it sound like, oh, well, y'all ain't doing nothing new. You don't need to do anything new because that keeps you going. I mean, that right there, you know what it is? It's a lifestyle, man. It's not just an old school song. It's not just the dusty, the way George Clinton would call it. It is a lifestyle that we were living, that we're still living now.
Yeah, man. Yes. And even the kids today, man. I was watching TV the other day and then I looked up and then I hear More Bounce playing. I said, "What in the world?"
Wow.
I said, "This is crazy, man. And then you watch Sports Center and they play More Bounce, or they play California Love. It's crazy, man. Oh man, it's just wonderful. But you know, Victor, that you said that, if I may.
Yeah.
We do have an album out now that we did with Snoop, Corrupt, and who was that?
Battlecat
and Bootsy. And they could, and people, if they want to get it and check it out, man, with Snoop putting it down. It's a song there called Red and Dollars. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's, they can get the album. They can go online and it's called, like the animal, Leopard Records. You know, Google the Zap, the new Zap album on Leopard Records. And it's a company in Europe. And they can get the album, get the LP, and check it out, man. It's off the chain.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Yeah. Well, we'll definitely have to jump on that. See, I love the way that segued right there. That's what we call it in the industry. When I mention something, you segue right into what I wanted you to, because I knew about the album. So that's lovely, man. That's how we work together, fam.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Now, you know, he's San Jose. He wrote this script. Right now.
That's right.
One other thing I want to say before you kick us off. I've got the big red clock up there. You see it, Zap?
Yes, I do.
Kicking out, you know.
Yes, down.
49, 48, 47, 45. I'm dead. And, you know, our manager told us to mention this, which, wow, is that we have so much fun. This is 2019. And next year, Victor? What year?
2020, baby. 2020.
And that means that will be 40 years old.
God bless you guys.
40th. Oh, man. Yeah, we're preparing. We are preparing a tour now, the tour of the world for our 40th anniversary. And, man, I'm telling you, again, mm-hmm. it is just an honor to be here. And we will be hitting San Jose next year, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, definitely, man. And I'll make sure I'll put the link up also for your new album, people to get it. I'm a little hurt. I'm a little hurt that you didn't call Big Daddy to rap in Spanish on the album, but it's okay, though. It's so, maybe the next album, maybe the next 40 years or so, I'll spit a little something for you, man.
No, no, man. My manager told me not to mention this, but we got a call, and we will be, we're starting to look at the, what we're going to do for the record, and we've already looked at a record company, and, you know, I ain't mentioning no names. I ain't going to even mention no, we can't say it yet, Zach, but we are already looking on some tracks with, you know.
Oh, yeah. Don't say it.
And we're working on some new stuff with that. So, we will. And you know what, if nothing else, maybe at least the introduction in Spanish. What you think?
Hey, man,
what you think? Come on, Victor. I can't hear you.
Whatever you need from me, aquí voy a estar para ustedes porque siempre son familia conmigo. Me gusta mucho Zap.
Gracias. That's what I was going to say. Si, senora.
Gracias, amigo. There's amigo Victor. Amigo.
Well, I like familia better because that's family.
Yes.
Okay. Amiga. So, all right. Okay.
There you go.
Wait a minute. Not amigo. We ain't friends.
No. We friends, but to me, we more like family. You're like my brother, man. You family.
What they call that? A brother from another mother. Right?
There it is right there. So you know, now that I'm not on the album, you know, if I sample one of your new songs, don't come suing me, man, because you can't take nothing away from nothing.
What's her name?
Sue?
I don't know.
Hey, man, I love you guys to death, man. Seriously, from the bottom of my heart. I mentioned this earlier. We became family. We became friends. It's not a radio DJ. It's not an artist. We all one family. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be blessed to see you guys this weekend. Please continue another 40 years if we can all hang. Let's make it happen, man. We'll see you out there Saturday, man, at the SAP Center in San Jose for Funk in San Jose.
Okay, here you go.
Funk Jesus San Jose.
Well, there you go. Funk Jesus San Jose. Yeah. There you go.
Here we go. Funk in San Jose. Funk in San Jose. SAP Center. Rolls Royce and the dance band's flame, and I'm in minimal. I'm right. Q102 FM.